Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Our next guest, he keeps it real. He's a free thinker, the host of The Adam Carolla Show, the number one daily downloaded podcast in the world. Let's get it on with Adam Carolla. What's up, Adam?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Happy to have you on. Have you been watching the late night shows? I know they're celebrating their return. Is that something you watch these days?
Well, I haven't in about, 140 days, whatever the hell it's been. But since it came back, yeah, I was watching some of the highlights actually on the news programs, and it was fun. It was nice. I mean, those guys, I don't know, I know Jimmy really well, but I don't know the other guys that well. But anytime someone can go back to doing their job and what they're good at, then I'm happy for them.
You know, like Republicans always stroke Reagan all the time. I hear them do it. Veteran comics are always stroking Johnny Carson. He's a little before my time, but I definitely have seen the highlights. What made Johnny so great that all comedians just loved him and you made it when you were on his show?
Well, I think it's back when there was three networks and there wasn't all the competition and, a third of the nation put on Johnny Carson at night, before they went to bed, which so many people did. So I think there's a kudos part just for literally having that big, that size of the market, like literally having that big a market share. And I think what I hear about Carson that seems to resonate with people is he wasn't political. He didn't know what his politics were. He was there to tell jokes. He was there to entertain. And maybe there's too much politics woven into everything now, exactly how everyone votes. And I think it was kind of fun to not really know how Carson voted or even what his politics were, that he was just out there sort of trying to make people laugh.
And right now, I feel like we're in some uncharted territory with our politics. We got an ancient president in the White House. We got a former president on trial, being indicted just about every day of the week. And now we have a speaker, or I guess we had a speaker until last night. What do you make of this historic time in our government? Did you see McCarthy's out? It's getting crazy.
Yeah, it's sort of sad for the people who live in this country because in a way, the government is sort of your parents and you're the kids and we're all living in the same house. And mom and dad just can't stop fighting. And you're the kid and you're like, I just want dinner at 6 o'clock. I want someone to help me with my homework. And they're like, we're not done fighting. And I'm like, we're not paying you guys to fight each other. We'd like to get some stuff done, And so it is this weird era where they're just doing battle and then blaming each other, So you go, how come we're not going to Disneyland this year, Mom? Ask your dad. He's the one that's blocking it, And then you talk to the dad. Your mom is the one who won't sign off on going to Disneyland. Either way, we're not going to Disneyland.
I think we need to start providing some more therapy maybe for our congressmen and women up there. They need a little mental health. And I don't know if you saw Dianne Feinstein. It kind of reminded me of Weekend at Bernie's, the way they rolled her up for her final vote. And I heard a rumor that Gavin Newsom actually... You were second in line to replace her. Is that true?
Yeah, Gavin loves me. He's a huge fan of mine, and he was grooming me for the Senate.
Literally.
Yes, but hey, well, people want to go listen to me and Gavin Newsom have an argument for an hour on my podcast. It's online if people want to, Google in Adam Carolla and Gavin Newsom. But yeah, that was pretty epic.
Yeah, really easy to find just speaking to your phone that you want to listen to the latest episode of The Adam Carolla Show. I got to give you credit. I remember when I had you on a while back, I said, you're the king of podcasting. What makes you so good? and you told me consistency, and you are consistent, putting out a show 5 days a week, and I even think you got like best of stuff sometimes on the weekends. How is the show doing? You enjoying doing it after all these years?
Yeah, I do. And it's my job, you know, and I'm sort of old-fashioned. Like, I kind of believe men are supposed to work. And I've been lucky enough to sort of create a workplace that I want to go to.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, there was a time I remember when you could say, even on cable television, we got Jolene on the trampoline here. She's the oral queen. I believe that's a quote from Adam back in the Man Show days. But now if you praise a woman for being a nice juggy and her fine abilities, you might get some serious smoke for it. They might take you off YouTube. Do you feel like you have to put an extra filter on these days yourself personally, or are you still free thinking? You'll say whatever you want.
I say whatever I want, but I do notice some of the comedians and guests who come on my show kind of zip it when I'm saying what I want. And that I don't like, but it's kind of where we're at as a society.
Yeah, and you recently had Roseanne on. I mean, speak of one of the biggest names that got canceled, and I think that sucks. The Conners is not the Roseanne show, if you ask me, but I thought you had a brilliant conversation with her, and she really opened up about a lot. What did you take from that conversation with Roseanne?
I thought it was interesting as well, and thanks for listening. I definitely like having interesting people in, and I like talking to them about what they're thinking, and Roseanne. But, you know, I've had William Shatner come in and do that, Tucker Carlson come in and do that. So I've had the real pleasure of talking to, like, many different people about many different subjects.
Which episode of yours, maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but which episode has, like, the most downloads in the history of the Adam Carolla Show? Do you have that stat handy?
Man, I know I would have no idea. I mean, I could tell you that, you know, Tucker Carlson does better than, you know, C-list actor DeShore, but I don't know. Who's done that. Although, considering how many people sort of retweet me arguing with Gavin Newsom for an hour, that one may be one that's been viewed the most.
Yeah, if Norm Pattiz was still around, our good buddy, he'd be able to tell us right away. God rest his soul, my man Norm. You guys both big Laker fans too. How many games did you get to go to with Norm?
Oh, I've been to had a couple of courtside seatings with Norm at the Forum and then the Staples Center. After that. So I don't even know if I went to the Forum, though, probably just the Staples Center. But yeah, Norm is a pioneer, a real personality. He passed about 8-10 months ago now, and definitely will be missed.
You know, reading up about you, I realized that something I didn't know. I had no idea that you and prime time Deion Sanders, who's making huge headlines in college football this year, very similar in some ways, both a two-sport star athlete. I knew nothing about this. I think of you drinking beer and just being a man's man. I didn't realize that, you know, you race cars. I knew that. I didn't realize you were such an athlete. You still get out there and shoot some baskets, toss around the old pigskin?
It's been a while, I gotta say. And yeah, it's pretty much Deion, Bo Jackson, and Adam Carolla when you think about the, you know, two sports athletes. I was a standout in high school, and I didn't really get much further than that.
So. Offensive line too. You don't have the shape of an offensive lineman, I didn't think. Is that true? I read you were an offensive lineman.
Well, I was offensive line and I played linebacker on defense and did the long snapping too, if you could imagine. So I was, I never left the field in high school, but you know, that was back. I was pumping iron and bulked up a little bit, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
A lot of chicks too come with that too, I'm sure. You pulling down?
No chicks came with that. No.
And speaking of being a sports fan, I don't want you to think I'm lazy because I took this from your Wikipedia, but I did. That you actually went to the DMV. You're such a big sports fan that your parents didn't give you a middle name, so you told the DMV your middle name was Lakers. Is that true? Can we believe that?
Yeah, I just wrote it in. I mean, I just, you know, they gave me the paperwork. I was there filling it out, and they're staring at that blank in the middle of the paperwork, and I don't have a middle name, so I just wrote in Lakers, and they were playing the Celtics and had one of their epic runs, and I just wrote it, and it's been there ever since.
It's printed on your ID, Adam Lakers Carolla.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
100%.
That's amazing. And
every document, I'm sure my tombstone.
Showtime. Showtime, baby. And I know Jay Moore is a big friend of the team. And I got to tell you, I've met the lovely Jeannie Buss a few times, and no disrespect to Jay's lovely bride now, but I had a dream once that I married Jeannie Buss. I mean, she is a doll, even, you know, at her age, she's still beautiful. You think Jay's going to have any influence on this year's Lakers team? And have you talked to him about maybe shaking up the lineup?
I talked to Jay quite a bit. He's on my show on a pretty regular basis. But I haven't spoken to him since they got married. And we've had a couple of texts back and forth. But
you were not invited, Adam? I'd be offended.
You know, I should have been invited, but it was just very small, like on the beach, 10 people. So I hear. So I'll question Jay when I see him next.
And another thing I read about you on the internet, you could say this is true or not. I don't want to get you into any trouble, but the internet claims you have $18 million parked inside your garage at your house. Is that true?
That seems a little inflated, I would say. I do have some cool old race cars, but they're old race cars. They're not that valuable.
Who do you think has a better collection? I know you and Leno are pals. I've seen you guys team up for some good causes. Who has a better car collection, you or Leno?
Oh, Leno. Leno's got a better car collection than, you know,
anybody.
Than the Ford Museum or the Bugatti Museum or the Aston Martin Museum. Like he's got a better one than everybody. It just keeps growing too. It's insane.
And what was the first car you ever owned? And how old were you? Were you 16? Fresh set of wheels? What'd you get?
I had a Datsun pickup truck because I didn't have any money. And
no wonder you weren't getting laid.
Yeah, I didn't even have it in high school. I didn't have a car in high school.
No?
I just walked everywhere. No, my parents didn't have any money. I didn't have any money. So there were no cars. But I bought a pickup truck when I was like 19 because I started working construction and they told me to give me another dollar an hour if I bought a pickup truck. So I bought a pickup truck.
Nice. He's the host of the Adam Carolla Show. It's the number one daily downloaded podcast in the world. You can follow him on X, I think they call it nowadays. He's constantly tweeting. He's also going to be at the Irvine Improv coming up on October 11th. If you want to see Adam Carolla and friends still doing the stand-up, do you still get that adrenaline rush when before you get on stage like you did when you first started?
No, but I never really did get the adrenaline rush.
No?
I just go out there and do my job. I finally feel like I'm alive. You know, it wasn't any of that. I was always just like, this is a job. Now go do it.
Now, what about racing cars? Do you get an adrenaline rush when you get behind that car that Paul Newman used to race? Does that get your heart pumping?
Yes. That is a completely different experience and life-affirming because you may die.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hey, you're in the wrong room. You know, who knows? We've seen comedians getting slapped. You know, you never know what could happen. You say the wrong thing, Adam. You might want to get a little rush next time you get on stage. I've heard you often give podcasters and aspiring comedians advice. Do you like giving advice when people seem to turn to you, Adam? You've become like the messiah when it comes to podcasters for sure, and comedians.
I've always been consistent in my advice, which is being consistent in podcasting, which is, you know, don't do it if you don't have something to say. I think a lot of people just go, I like to do a podcast, but it's crowded. So don't throw your hand in the ring if you don't have anything to say. And then the second thing is, if you do have something to say, then say it all the time. Be consistent. Do it every day. I do it every day. Have for 15 years. So if you have nothing to say, don't say it. But what, if you do, say it a lot.
And what does preparation look like for you? You do a show damn near every day of the week. Do you have a routine? Or is it you have other people finding the stories? Is it it's a group event that takes place? What does preparation look like for Adam Carolla before a show?
I have a notepad. I just walk around and make notes and watch the news and make notes and watch TV and make notes. Like, I just make notes.
Yeah, the old, you don't have to have some fancy technology. Just get yourself a notepad. Write it down. Good advice.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
I read recently, too, I'm a big fan of your appearances on Howard Stern. Is it true that you're no longer being called by Baba Fooey to be on the show? Is that true? There's a falling out between you and Howard? It's very sad to hear. That if that's true.
It's been a while. I think when Trump got elected, a lot of people got the Trump derangement syndrome, and they just freaked out on anybody who they perceived as a Trump voter, whether you voted for Trump or not. And then COVID kind of kicked it into the next strata, because I was always being vocal about opening schools and not shutting beaches and not locking people down. And, you know, I kind of ran afoul of a lot of the people who were in a different camp than mine. So I think that's probably what happened with Howard, but I can't tell you for certain, but I've definitely been disinvited to a few shows I used to formerly do.
I wouldn't be too worried about it. You stood on your laurels and you spoke your mind, and what are you going to do? You know, I mean, you got to stand by your word. I know a lot of people first got introduced to you, Adam, on Loveline. You and Dr. Drew, I love that show, on K-Rock out of L.A. You'd give sex advice, relationship advice. After all these years being the expert of love that you are, what have you learned about the four-letter word, L-O-V-E, about love? What can you tell us? You're seasoned with love.
I know nothing. I've learned nothing. I'm like a blues guitar player who's been doing it for 50 years and still can't read music.
Yeah, but you can still carry a tune, my man. So, keep it hard and keep it ready, baby, because you got it, Adam, and I'm a big fan of yours. Make sure you check out the Adam Carolla Show. It's everywhere. Just Apple, Spotify, you name it, you'll fucking find it. It's the number one daily downloaded podcast in the world. Get it on. And my last question for you is, do you plan to endorse a candidate? I know that you get on Fox News every now and then and a little political commentary. Do you plan on endorsing a candidate here in 2024?
No, I never really do any kind of official endorsement, and I don't think it would help.
Do you have a dog in the race at all? Like, do you lean one way or the other, or are you just sitting back?
I'm definitely Republican, because I'm in Los Angeles, and I see what, you know, Democrat majority rule can do to a city, which is I'm living it here. So, or just COVID alone. Like, I just don't want to be locked down again. So definitely I'm for whoever is smaller government. So right now Republicans are smaller government. And if one day Democrats come around to smaller government, then I'll vote for them.
You agree with Bill Maher that Biden should step aside, that he's geriatric and old, and who the hell is going to vote for that guy? Even Democrats don't seem to be getting too fired up, unless you're just far, far libtard left.
Yeah, I don't see a path for him. He's, and by the way, we're talking about, he declines every week, and we're talking about a year from now. Like, he's, I think he's going to physically be up to it.
It's actually sad. You know, really, I feel bad for the guy. I don't know if I'm the only one. I see him up there, and it's almost like, man, this poor guy, he probably just wants to, you know, have a margarita and sit by the pool somewhere. It's what he should be doing at that age. That's what I want to do. Listen,
I would feel sorry for him, too, if he wasn't such a pompous ass. But in doing so much damage, I would feel sorry for him.
Great stuff, Adam. I appreciate your time and a big fan of the show. Everybody should go listen to the Adam Carolla Show today. Number one show out there in the world. And thanks again for your time. Good luck, Adam. Have a great one.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.